Join me at this World Changers in Tech episode where we talk to the founder and CEO of Emerald Berlin, Barbara Zeiss, about how NGOs can foster the power of influencers and why Trump's Make America Great Again can be seen twofold. So tune in to find out what you can do for your brand and how influencers can empower the next generation of voices for impact.
Welcome to the World Changers in Tech podcast, where we bring you the most exciting, passionate, impact-driven tech entrepreneurs and actors changing the world one tech at a time. Our episodes foster the sustainable development goals to inspire, build, and grow a sustainable future. So get to know your SDGs and World Changers in Tech. My name is Anna Yukiko Bickenbach, and let's get on to today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to World Changers in Tech by German Tech. My name is Anna Yukiko Bickenbach, and I am the event and program manager here. And today I have Barbara Zeiss with me from Emerald Berlin. And Barbara is the CEO and founder of Emerald Berlin, and she's a specialist in brand communication?
Yeah, brand communication, brand strategy.
And brand strategy. And we're going to be talking about SDG 12, which is responsible consumption and production. And Barbara told me that they actually represent all the SDGs, which she'll go into a bit more detailed when she tells us about what they're doing. And we have a quote that I asked Barbara about because I always think it's very nice to kind of have something inspiring, get to know you a little bit. The quote says, "Morgana has experienced many things and has become wise through the millennia. Yet in her heart, she remained a child. It is still childlike enough today to feel astonishment at the new. And whoever remains a child in his heart will be rewarded by life with miracles." This is from The Honest Liar by Rafik Shami. And why did this quote touch you so much?
So actually, he is an author that I already liked as a child. And it's quite rare that you like something as a child that you still like as an adult. So this is, for me, a first, like, something that I really experience in a special way. So reading his books, even as an adult, is, like, for me, like, quite touching. And I think this quote is so special because it not says be a child or whatever. It says keep some things that you already had as a child in you, like being totally excited about new things, because as an adult we already are sometimes so focused on stuff that we forget when someone's telling us, oh, this is new, to be excited for it. It's just like, okay, new normal, because every day something new is coming up. So, and it's quite nice actually to go into something new and see how special it could be.
And I think we can dock onto this something new and maybe innovative processes and ways, and you can tell us about what you guys are doing at Emerald Berlin, because it's quite new.
Yeah. So actually what we're doing is, like, we're connecting influencers and NGOs, and we do this due to fashion, because we think that influencers need something visual. So we build visual content for the influencer to promote social topics. The background is that influencers like to talk about social topics actually, but they never do because they don't have the right content. So they lack all the information and the stuff that they need to make, like, the content they're used to. And what we do is, like, taking the social topics, making it fashionable, and not writing, like, save the planet on our shirts, because this is for activists. And I think there are some people who need this and want this, but the majority of people is more into, like, small details and, like, nice accessories and stuff. And we try to transform these messages into something nice so everybody can get connected to it and bring these people together. So after working with us, best case is the NGO takes the influencer into more projects and find other ways to find visual content they both can promote the social topics to.
Does that mean, I'm just curious, is there something as an activist influencer?
We have some who are more activist as the others, but the main influencers we have are, like, fashion girls or beauty girls who never talk about the topics they would maybe like to talk about because they just don't have the experience about it. They just don't feel confident with it. And we give them the confidence because we give them, like, tools they're used to.
So what we're saying is you're obviously going to reach a different audience as well, right, with a certain influencer. And what do you think keeps them the influencers from not voicing those personal aspects? I mean, you said it's because they don't feel like they have the content. So I guess if someone's listening in right now that has a big following, what are the steps or things that you go through with them to...
Yeah, so it really depends on where the influencer is at the moment, because they're like I said before, there are some who are a little bit more activist. So they have like maybe a topic they speak once in a while about. So like climate change or like sustainable fashion, because they're like into this a little bit. But there are others, and I think this is the best case to explain what we do. So we reach out to influencers who never spoke about a social topic. So let's take a girl who's maybe 20 and she's quite young and she's like super interested in a lot of stuff, but her content or her channel is about beauty. So she talks about makeup, and that's what the followers want to see. That's why they follow her. So now she's doing, let's say, a trip to Brazil, and she's going to a favela and she's showing all this stuff that's happening and going on there. And the followers don't want to see that, because they come to her because they want to see makeup, and they're like, okay, nice, she has a million followers, but none of these million followers is prepared for that. So what we actually do is like giving her advice to do it on the side of her followers thinking. So we try to give her a tool that helps her to promote this like super interesting and super serious topic in the way she feels confident. So she's designing with us something that is like still her personal voice, but it's also like the voice of the topic she wants to promote. Mm-hmm. So we do something that helps her to feel more connected. And on the other side, we give her like advice on text and how to say this and how the story has to be promoted, because she's still an individual who should tell her own story. But we try to give her like an advice on how to do it nicely, so her followers are not skipping the video. They're mm-hmm. still staying with her.
Do you have an example of some of the NGOs that you guys have worked with, and like what have, because this is a new way of, I mean, marketing. I mean, we all know about influencer marketing, but the emerging side of what you guys are doing is really bringing in the NGOs to have their work be validated and that they get a new following. Do you have an example, and how does that, it must be very exciting to go to them and talk about these things?
Yeah, it is actually super exciting, because every influencer is so different, because like it's a human being, so that you have to find a strategy for every one of them individually in a way. And I mean, I can talk maybe about two of our last mm-hmm. projects, because we not only use like single persons as an influencers, we also use companies who have an influence as an influencer.
How does, wait, a company that has an, what does that mean?
For example, we worked with Treatwell, uh-huh. Who are quite known for also beauty appointments, and they wanted to do something. And then we came up with an NGO. We reached out to them and asked them, hey, you want to do something for this NGO? And then we decided to do another project that was not a perfect fit, so we had to find another NGO. And we ended up like doing Share Your Hair, and we took the German Cancer Foundation, Deutsche Krebshilfe, as a partner to promote a beauty topic on a social topic, or in a cooperation with social topics. So it's like Share Your Hair, because we want cancer patients to get like wigs, because it's quite expensive to get them, and most of them cannot afford them. But it's also part of the healing process that you feel quite confident while you have this healing process. And a wig, for not all people, but for a lot of people, is something that gives them confidence when they go outside, because they struggle so much with their illness that they don't want to be like seen by everyone as a sick person. So it helps them to feel quite normal and to see themselves in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And this is actually, we did something with Treatwell, and we had some influencers included in this process, like Marisol Prada, who donated her hair. And I mean, her hair was like waist long, and she made like a pixie, like super short hair, mm-hmm. because she donated.
And she's an influencer, with like a lot of yes. followers.
Okay. Yes, and then we had like a star stylist, Florian Ferrino, mm-hmm. who's actually like super known as like a good stylist, and who was cutting her hair. So we had these two influencers as main influencers in this campaign, and they did this for the German Cancer Foundation. And Treatwell was just the partner who operated as like the one who hosted all the information on their side, and also gave advice. And you can book like your hair donation on their platform now. And that's super nice because you connect all these and you still have influencers. And we did, of course, some merch because not everybody is like the person who can donate here, because we both couldn't, for example, or you could actually if you want to go really short, but I couldn't. So, yeah, and it helps actually to do some other stuff around because people want to help or they want to be into this. And yeah, that's why
we do. And so you were able to collect hair.
Yes,
basically.
Actually, yes. We have nearly 200 now who donated hair.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, we're looking at, like, connecting the dots and being able to just, like, spread out to an audience.
Yeah.
When we talk about, like, for example, Treatwell as a brand,
yeah,
because how, I know you help the NGOs probably also find brands, but
yes,
how, if you're talking to an NGO right now, how important would you tell them this is in today's era? Like, in terms of marketing, yeah, how it's changed.
I think it's one of the most important things they have to do, because what they're all suffering with, or what they all have problems with, is getting young people in that or involved in their topics. And the problem is that if they don't find new donors, they will not have any donors left in some years. So they have to change the way they do marketing at the moment, because when they continue like just going for fundraising the way they do,
mm-hmm,
they
like
them
standing on the streets on the corners and trying to talk to you, which I always admire them, because it's really hard work to do sales and talk to people.
Yes, it is hard work, but people are not open in this moment. I mean, how many people do they just ask and then they cross because they don't want to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they're not social, it's just that they have other things in mind. And what do you do when you're at home? You scroll through Instagram, or when you wait for the bus. So it's just something that you can like consume in between. And then you can go back to that, and then you find like ways to get in touch with it. And we always say we're the opener for that. We're not the one who's like the most social company in the world, because we're selling products and still also making revenue out of that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
what we do is actually open the doors for young people to actually get to know these topics. And when you know something, you can get informed, and you can inform yourself the way you want about it.
And I think a lot of the power of the youth is always a little underestimated, right? And I mean, we look at Fridays for Future, or is it Future for
Fridays for Future.
Make sure I don't get my F's confused.
That's fine.
That is there something you can say about, like, I don't know, not surprising facts, but it seems this, you know, the next generation is kind of underestimated for the power and the voice that they have.
So actually they're quite interested, but the way they consume is so different from even our generation, so like mid-30s, because actually young people, they are used to media in a totally different way. So what they want is like content that fits their lives, and I can totally understand this. And what NGOs do is like content that fits 70 years old lives. So it's so not what they want to see. They don't want to feel bad for what they have, because I think we are one of the first generations who never experienced war in any way.
Yeah.
So we are just used to the life we have. So that's maybe why we're struggling so much with the pandemic at the moment, especially young people, because they're not used to like not have everything immediately. And it's the same with social topics. They're interested in it. They want to help, but they don't want to feel bad for their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of the most important like knowings that we should keep in mind when we do marketing for young people for NGOs.
And you think this is a very like untouched terrain so far?
More or less. I mean, there are some who try, and there are some who do a really good job. Like, for example, companies like Lemonade. It's not that they are like the most charitable companies, but what they do is actually they do it with products that young people want. So like Lemonade or the Save the Water, or some who are a little bit more innovative. And I think there are some good examples, but the most NGOs, when they're small, they cannot follow up. But when they're like bigger ones, they're like in their structures and they're afraid of going new ways.
Mm-hmm. What are the NGOs that you like to approach? Are there differences in NGOs that would be like more fitting for this topic rather than others?
Of course, there are some more fitting, because when you are doing something on Instagram, it's always good to have an Instagram account and to use it properly.
Right.
So, and it's not that they have to have a huge follower base. So, for example, we did a few months ago, we did a collection called Superpower, and it was for the LGBTQ UI community, and it was especially for an NGO called Lambda. And we took the youth center in Berlin, and it was all about like making people proud of who they are. And it doesn't say that you have to be gay to be proud. It doesn't have to say you have to be like a cis person who has to be proud. Everybody could be proud of everything or whatever they do, and we wanted to empower them. And actually they have like a good Instagram account, and they had a lot of content from Vogue, from L'Officiel, Glamour, Cosmopolitan they could use, like, because they were everywhere in this moment. And it's super nice because we could just use the products we have to make a good shooting, and then took all the products into like the media they want to be seen in.
When we talk about new media too for Instagram, because now I want to talk to our listeners that are like in corporates or in companies, and they might not be familiar with Instagram. I mean, should every company have an Instagram, or is that something you would who should be thinking about that though? Like the benefits of it.
I mean, it always depends. Everybody could have an Instagram account, and it's never wrong to do it, I guess. But you should offer like content people are interested in, because if you don't offer anything, who you want to attract? So I would say, if you are a person who do self-marketing in any way, so or a company who does self-marketing for something, you definitely should have one. But if you do, like, for example, chemical stuff, you don't need it, because what do you want to show? Or you make it an education channel. So if you say, hey, the content we want to show is education, because maybe we want new chemics in 10 years who apply for our company, it's amazing to do that because it's visual. So every time you have something that people could be interested in, it makes sense.
So anyone who's listening, if you want some advice, especially on how you can connect with an influencer to do good, you should definitely come talk to Barbara. How does the fashion part come in? Because I'm wearing a t-shirt that Barbara brought me. It says storyteller. So thank you very much. So how does the fashion part come into?
So actually I did fashion before. So I studied fashion design, economics, and then business to business marketing. And I worked in the fashion lifestyle industry for 10 years. And as I started the company, for me, it was quite difficult to find a topic that I really want to focus on in a way. But on the other side, I've already known that I wanted to do something social. And I just came up with the idea as the Trump election was 4 years ago, because everybody was wearing Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
And this sentence is so old, but he used it in such a good way. And I'm not a fan. I would really want to say that. I really disagree with everything he does, but he does a good marketing.
Yeah, we could say any, like even Barack could have had the shirt, and then there would have been a different perception. Yeah. And you know, I think the intent of Making America Great Again is a good one. But okay,
yeah, and he actually used it in a really good way. So everybody who sees now the sentence see Trump behind that, and that's weird, because actually every other candidate from the Republicans used it before, but we all have this one person in mind. And I thought, okay, how can you use this for something good? And I first wanted to do something to make young people vote again, because this is also like a super interesting and huge problem we have. And then I thought, okay, I'm donating money since I'm a kid. With my first proper job, I started donating on a monthly basis. And I know my friends don't do this. And I was wondering why, because they have all good salaries, they are all good situated, but they don't. And I asked them, and they said, we just don't know where to donate to or what to donate to, what are topics we're interested in. And I asked them why they not try Google, because what I did actually was like donating monthly, and then ended up with an NGO I'm not super interested in, but I wanted to do something. And they don't, because they say it needs to be more connected to me. And I get this. And I thought, okay, how can you make these topics more interesting to them? How can influencers who I worked with before promote these topics so that a lot of young people get into this and see, okay, there is a topic I'm interested in. And why we use the way we do it is because maybe you are interested in animals and you talk to your audience about your animal topic, and I'm not the animal person. Maybe I like kids. And what we actually try to do on our platform is to make it as easy as possible to find your topic. So you maybe heard about the brand and someone says, hey, I did this with emeralds, and you can find out more about other topics there as well. And then someone comes to our platform and leaves, not because he wants to buy something from his this influencer or wants to get to know more about this topic, but maybe about a totally different topic. So for example, the shirt you're wearing is for elderly people who get isolated, and the NGO Silbernetz, who helps them to get back into a communication life. So actually most elderly people who don't have any family left live isolated, because who should they talk to? They don't know what's happening in their area they live in. They don't go out because it's mostly in cities, of course, because they don't feel like they don't feel safe doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. And in the house, you just say, hey, how's the weather? And you say, yeah, nice, how are you going? It's just small talk. And they need more than that to feel good, because they are mostly also not really rich and cannot do like everything we are used to do. So do you use
the fashion to help the companies also like brand themselves? Is that where it comes in?
We try not to do merchandise.
Okay.
Because I think merchandise is based on logos, and we never use the logo of the NGO because we want everybody to tell their own story. For example, I see you in this shirt and I say, oh, a storyteller, that suits you quite well. So, and then you can tell me your story, and you can also tell me the story of the NGO. So you become an ambassador of the NGO as well. And that's why we do products that you can have at home, because every time someone says nice shirt, what happens quite often,
right,
you can tell the story of the NGO. And if you don't feel confident doing this, you don't have to.
Okay, so there's just a correlation of the whole, how everything's like interwebbed with each other, of like from the fashion to the NGO, and then having the influencer part in order to like gain that new crowd and the new generation.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. We could talk about also quickly some of the things you brought with you. This is a little teaser for our holiday Christmas Yay special we're going to be starting in December. What have you brought for us? Because this is something that our community, if you guys join, we're going to be having a raffle on LinkedIn and on Facebook, and you guys can win one of very many products from our partners. And Babacha brought us a few things. So this is some the selection you have, right, that we're going to be raffling off.
Yeah, I took some different ones. And I mean, all of our products are, of course, sustainable and organic and fair. And I think this is the base if you do something like what we do. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And I brought some shirts, especially this one I like. I brought this as well as a pullover because the topic is quite interesting. It's endometriosis. And I don't know if you ever heard of it, but one out of 10 women has it, and it you get serious pain while you have your period, actually. And most women think this is so normal, but it's not. And talking about this topic was one of the first topics we made directly with an influencer.
Yeah.
And actually it was one of the most touching ones, because the woman who did this, she did it because she had it. And I reached out to her. We worked together before, and I asked her, hey, you want to talk about a social topic you're interested in? And she says, yeah, actually, I want to talk more about my endometriosis. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, because I don't want to say the word periods too often, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. why ever people are like not liking this word that much. But it's like, especially men who get period, it's like, oh my God. And then we designed this collection, and actually the flowers symbolize the disease who goes in your body up and down, and blooms up and down while you have your cycle.
And
we did this together, and there are two other motifs from this collection, but it's actually still, even if it's now nearly a year old, one of our best sellers, because the story is like so touching. And she included other influencers to help her, what we usually do, and they were all like super into the topic, because it's a topic people don't often talk mm-hmm. about. And then like it popped up, and there were so many women texting us. We never got so many messages like that mm-hmm. from women said, thank you, so now I can go to the doctor and say, hey, can you maybe check this, because it's hard to see. And
and the proceeds, I'm assuming part of the proceeds then go to the
NGO. Actually the thing is that we're like super small at the mm-hmm. moment, and that we need the profits to refine the project. Mm-hmm. And we take the money first for the project to, of course, take all of our costs. And if we have a surplus, then we give to the NGO.
But you're also getting them new donors. I mean, it's the idea,
actually,
right? So that's how it's a more direct
actually
funnel.
We're not a buy and donate. And mm-hmm. that's maybe something that people don't understand easily, but it's super important. We're not a buy and donate. It's not buy one, get one.
Right.
Because we think that awareness starts somewhere else. Yeah. We don't want to make it easy for people to feel like they did already something good. Mm-hmm. We want them to be engaged. And yeah. I think that's a huge difference. And that's why we say, okay, it's not about giving from every shirt €1. We could do this, of course, but it doesn't help. Mm-hmm. So what do they do with €1 from every shirt? So yeah. they need people who are really engaged in
to
the
have
topic.
Intrinsic motivation, because yes. that's the one that's going to be everlasting.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say for anyone listening in, this is a very beautiful soft cotton t-shirt with a graphic on the side with flowers on it, and this is all going to be online. So thank you for this, Babaha. If there's an NGO that you would like to talk to, do you have like a dream NGO that you really would like to work with, or is there an influencer that you'd really like to work with?
Actually, both. No, because I think everybody could be a supporter. So every influencer, it doesn't matter if it has a huge reach or like a small reach, is like super valuable in this process. So I wouldn't say there's one person that I really want to work with, but of course there are some names in the industry. Mm-hmm. When they do something for you, it's like, oh my god. And when you have a shout out from them, it's different, mm-hmm, because of course they reach more people.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that the people following them are as engaged as the ones from someone who has 40,000. Mm-hmm. And we have one, she's also a friend of mine. She has like 100,000 on YouTube and 40,000 on Instagram. But every time she promotes something or talks about something, it's like people want to hear this. Mm-hmm. And we have some others who have maybe 500,000, and they talk about it, and they're followers are not that engaged,
yeah,
because they're like looking for other content.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, and for NGOs it's the same. So we try to not make a difference between a super small NGO, mm-hmm, who does a really good job, and a huge NGO who also does, yeah, a good job.
So equality for all.
Yes.
Under the base. I was going to ask one more question in terms of, if there's something you would like to say to all those influencers. I mean, there's tons of influencers, mm-hmm, right, in all these various directions.
Yes.
If there's something you could convey to them to do something, mm-hmm, good, you know, like, yeah, what would you tell them?
I would tell them just to start. It's like with everything. So at the beginning, you feel maybe not confident. You lack information and whatever. And I would just tell them, try to find your topic and talk about it once in a while. Just give some advice. Just give some hints about what you're interested in. And then people will come to you and you will maybe start a conversation about it. And this conversation will help you to get more into their topics. And I think even if you do like totally different content, you should bring up some really informative stuff as well, because people want more information. It's about, if you do skincare, maybe talk about skin diseases. There's mm-hmm. always something mm-hmm. that is quite good related. So mm-hmm. find something that matches your topic if you don't have something that interests you personally. So find something that you could be interested in, so your followers are most likely interested in as well.
I really like that message to allow, you know, an influencer to actually have a social impact by them also connecting something that could just do good.
Yeah.
So I think that's really great. And I hope if they're listening in, then they could come to you and have a chat with you, so you guys can find,
yeah,
the right NGOs. Thank you so much for coming in, Babaha.
Thank
I
you.
Have one more thing. It's yes. called, it's a little quick fire.
Okay.
And usually our speakers are not prepared for this. So I'm just going to ask you a question and you just have to answer.
Okay.
As good as you can.
Okay.
Favorite vegetable?
Carrot.
Favorite eco brand?
Armed Angels.
Favorite influencer? I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
No, I don't have one, but I would name my friend Yamina Fitzenofia.
Okay. Do you have a favorite social media channel?
I actually don't have a favorite one, but I would say FAZ.
Oh, okay. And what about the clothing article you get most excited about that has to be in your closet?
Skirts, because I mainly wear skirts.
Yeah, you have a very pretty one on today. I know you said you're not a big animal person, but I have in here an animal you would like to cuddle.
A dolphin.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
And what hobby do you have? Is there something else besides obviously Emerald?
Boxing.
Ooh, cool. What country would you like to go to if you could right now?
Oh, actually, we're talking a lot about Mexico because my coworker is from Mexico, and we always say next tip is that we do Amarillo Tulum.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Cool. So everyone in Mexico, you know, they might be coming over. Someone who you would really like to meet to further your business? I know I kind of asked that question, but is there like a particular person that you would...
Oh, that's super hard to say, but actually there's no particular person I think that I really want to meet. I think female in general is something that has to be pushed more, so I would say mm-hmm. women who mm-hmm. are in lead or who are good examples in general I would like to meet more often.
Yes. Goal for 2021?
Becoming more confident in what I do in general.
All right. Well, with that, Barbara, thank you so much for being with us at World Changers in
Tech.
Thank
you so much for
inviting me. And we're very much looking forward to having someone in our community get your prized possessions here. They're really cute. And we got these really wonderful postcards here. So, yeah, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon in
thank
our studio.
You.
Danke schön, and we're going to wave to all our audience there. Cheers! That was a wrap here for us at the World Changers in Tech headquarters. Make sure you find us at our webpage, www.german.tech, and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date and receive exclusive invites to all our event formats. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Big thank you from the World Changers in Tech team here at German Tech, where we strive to inspire, build, and grow digital ecosystems for a sustainable future. Continue on our SDGs and World Changers in Tech, and tune in soon.